This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The impeachment investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump over Ukraine is taking shape. House Democrats have issued a subpoena for documents from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He has missed two earlier document turnover deadlines. Meanwhile, former Vice President and Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden says the charge that Mr. Trump enlisted political aid from Ukraine meant to damage him is serious. Biden spoke at a campaign rally in Las Vegas.
We have a president who's violated his oath of office, a president who has put at risk our national security, a president who may, and that will be the decision of the Congress to make, may have committed a crime.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is dismissing all suggestions Mr. Trump did anything wrong in his now famous phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Giuliani spoke with Sky News.
President didn't do a darn thing wrong. When you look at that conversation, there's no threat. There's no quid pro quo. There's no mention of money. If you want to interpret something, well, I can't stop you from interpreting something. That's called like making it up. It's either there or it isn't there. It isn't there. I have no fear of that.
And the Washington Post and the New York Times report that President Trump's special representative for Ukraine, Kurt Volker, has resigned. He was named in the whistleblower complaint that Mr. Trump pressured Ukraine's president for help in the effort to tarnish the reputation of Joe Biden. Joseph Wilson has died. He was the former U.S. envoy who disputed American intelligence on Iraq that was used to justify going to war under President George W. Bush. Wilson died of organ failure in Santa Fe, New Mexico. That word from his former wife, Valerie Plame. Her identity as a CIA operative was exposed in 2003, days after Wilson's criticism of reports that Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein was trying to purchase uranium in Niger. Joseph Wilson was 69 years old. From Washington, this is VOA News. Afghanistan.